She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
If you look under your kitchen sink, you probably have a lot of products. I'm hoping that they're of the natural variety because we all need to clean, but let's clean smarter, right, Andrea?
Oh, yes. There's so many chemicals that are in our home that many of us don't even think about that we're using on a regular basis. So I'm excited to speak to today's guest.
Yeah, she's fabulous. Her name is Beth Greer. She's going to be joining us every month. She is also known as Supernatural Mom. She's going to tell us some easy tips for a green and healthy kitchen. Hi, Beth. Welcome back.
Hi. Great to be here.
It's so nice to have you on. I it's so important. You know, today, I don't know if I'll tell my husband or not. We've got this new carpet, not a wall to wall, but it's a really lovely carpet. I spilled my green drink all over it. I completely panicked. I ran to the kitchen. I got my bottle of Dr. Myers. I love her stuff, and I just put it everywhere, and it's gone. And the room smells like a lemon exploded. But at least I got the stain out.
My point is these natural products really soaks in.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they really work, though.
Uh-huh. Well, great. That's good to hear.
Do you have any traditional, everyday
Windex, for example, if you look at the label, it'll say hazardous to humans and domestic animals right there. You know, they're not hiding it. And that's kind of that was shocking to me to discover that it's toxic.
Well, I think anything with crossbones on it. I know when I first started my journey into this lifestyle, Randy, my partner, and I would go around to the stores and we'd look at labels and we were like, why are there crossbones on these products? I mean, poison if you drink this. So I think you're right, Beth. You know, there's so many toxic chemicals that we can avoid. So I guess we have so many questions for you today. One of the things I do want to know is, what are some of these chemicals that are causing harm to our bodies?
Oh, well, things like chlorine and ammonia, and then there are chemicals in there that they're not even listing because they're called inert. And I was also surprised to see, again, on Windex, not to badmouth them specifically, but it'll say active ingredients 0.08%, and then inactive or inert ingredients is something like 99.8%. And you think, well, what is that? And by law, manufacturers don't have to tell you what's in there. So some of those things we don't even know. They're not on the label. And, you know, it's just as consumers, we need to be aware of that and just pick the safest products. And like you said, Mrs. Myers, and there's other great cleaning products out there.
Now, I'm a big do-it-yourselfer as well. I'm very grateful, though, that I happen to have the Mrs. Myers on hand, because I wouldn't want to be trying to create something as a green drink is seeping into the into the carpet. What do you like to do? Do you use lemons, or what do you use?
So what I use, it's so simple. I take two spray bottles. I put one with white vinegar and the other with hydrogen peroxide, both very inexpensive, non-toxic. And then I spray down my kitchen counters, my wooden cutting boards, and you know what? It kills 99.99% of E. coli, salmonella, all the bacteria, and it's not toxic. And
that is so simple and easy to make at home. So what you do is you just get a spray bottle. Is it a 1-to-1 ratio of the vinegar and the hydrogen peroxide?
Yeah, well, you're not putting it in the same spray bottle. The idea is to spray them separately. You don't want to mix them. But you spray one and then the other. And, you know, the vinegar, I will say, it does smell like vinegar. So, but when it dries, there's no smell. But what I've been experimenting with is putting in a few drops of lemon essential oil or lavender or pine essential oil. And it's just lovely.
You know, I was about to ask that because
I was going to say, does it matter which one we spray first? Is it the vinegar or the peroxide first? Or doesn't really matter as long as they both touch the surface at some point?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And, you know, Good Housekeeping did a study, and they came up with this. And so, you know, they discovered 99.99% of all these germs and bacteria are gone, just the way your regular toxic household cleaners claim to do. But it's non-toxic, and so you don't have to worry about if you have a child at home. And, you know, a lot of people will spray down the countertops or the high chair, and then the baby is putting their hands on it and then putting their fingers in their mouths. So, you know, ick.
Yeah, that's something I worry about. You always see the commercials for the Clorox cleanup or the different type of wipes that have the ammonia and the chlorine and the, you know, the bleach in them. And it, you know, the commercials are funny and they're clever and it makes people say, oh, that looks great. Even my daughter, she's so susceptible to commercials. She just turned 9. She'll be like, we should get that. I was like, no, we're not getting that. You know, like, let's make our own. But, and she said, but they use this at my school. Right. And then I say, well, you know, what do you say to that? Andrea, I know we've talked about that before.
Yeah, you know what? When it comes to the school, it's very frustrating because they're governed by the school board of what they can and can't use. And Beth, maybe you could shed some light on it for us. I mean, do you ever speak to schools about maybe changing the way they're using chemicals there?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. And they're very receptive, you know, especially if I speak to the parents first. So very often I'll go in and speak to the parents on an evening or a morning, and then they get all educated and then upset about it, and then they'll, as a group, will go in and speak to the school. And so sometimes it takes more than just one voice. And, you know, one of the other things that people should pay attention to is something called triclosan. So if you see the word antibacterial on the label, chances are it has triclosan in it, and triclosan is a pesticide, and it's really not good, not only for us, but for the environment. They found it in all of our rivers and streams. They found it as high up in the Arctic and seals. And so, you know, doctors are saying just use plain old soap and water. It does just as good a job as using these antibacterial soaps. And plus, the antibacterial soaps are creating, a problem for if you need to use antibiotics, for example, if you ever need one, you might be resistant to it because you're being exposed to it daily.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much talk about using antibacterial products and just, you know, instead of it, like you're saying, instead of becoming resistant, just use regular soap and water. I mean, I think that we're so bacteria driven as a society. And the funny thing is, our bodies are built of bacteria. We need bacteria, right? Like we're made up of bacteria. So but we're so frightened.
Absolutely. And your children should be playing in the dirt once in a while. It's okay, you know, then come back, come home and then wash your hands with soap and water. But as soon as we get to be too clean, if mothers are, you know, feeling the need to be super clean, then that's where the problems come in. And they're finding children who develop asthma and respiratory problems because of that. Their immune systems are not strong enough to battle that.
Well, look, you know, I'd love to get back in the kitchen and talk about dishes. Any recommendations of can we make our own dish soap? What about people who have dishwashers? I know they have a lot of great natural products for that as well. But again, if you have any do-it-yourself, I love that kind of thing. And I know
right,
the audience does too.
You know, I have some recipes in my book, Supernatural Home, and I don't make my own dish soap and that for my dishwasher, but I do buy natural. I go to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's and just buy theirs. Because I think, you know, when you're washing dishes, you want to make sure you can really get the grease out. But so I can't think off the top of my head. But, you know, I'm not that type of person who likes to just spend a lot of time in the kitchen making products. But I'm looking for the easy, simple thing. But, you know, again, if a product smells too strong or it makes your eyes water, that's a sign that it's toxic and you should stay away from it. I mean, that's, you know, use your nose when you go to the store. And if it smells too strong, don't buy it.
You know, you make a good point, Beth. And, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, if, you know, most people want, and we're so conditioned to want that new smell, right? It's a new clean smell, the new car smell, the new house renovation smell. But those smells mean, to me, I always tell people, think of it as it's chemicals. So when you're smelling that kind of, you know, those kind of smells around you, we know that they're not natural. Unless they're from an essential oil, a high-grade essential oil, they're not natural. So I agree with you, Beth. And I think it's important, really important, that we start to rethink the way we look at the way we clean our houses and keep those chemicals out. Thank you, Beth. We enjoyed having you on the show today.
Great. It's been fun.
Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.